Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, once again. This is the day that Jehovah has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I give Almighty Creator, Elohim, I give him all the glory for another gracious and a great rising morning. He didn't have to do it, but he did. I'm glad he did. I just want to welcome you to For Such a Time as This radio broadcast time. It's just good to be alive. It's good to be here one more time. I'm grateful to the Father for all who made this choice to tune in to Crown Talking Drums Radio today. Or it may be late in the night or over in the morning. I don't know. But you made the decision to fit this time into your schedule. For some of us, it may be, you know, live time at where I'm located and where some of you may be located. It's 7 o'clock a.m. early Sunday morning, December the 10th, the second Sunday of the month. This year is getting on out of here, I tell you. Another week. Yes, it is. And my name is Sarepta Cunningham, and I have another opportunity to share of the Father's goodness and, you know, his faithfulness. He's good. He's faithful. And nothing can change that. He's good even when bad is going on. He's still good. His character stays intact. He never changes. He remains the same. And I'm just so grateful that he has me on this platform at this time and in this season in my life. And I'm thankful that he gave me and has given me a willingness to be obedient to him and do what he's called me to do, to share what he's asked me to share, you know, over and over. And I'm just grateful for that. I don't take him for granted. I really don't. It's a blessing to be able to encourage others. And not only am I encouraging you, but I encourage myself with his truth. His truth that never changes. His truth that has come to set the captive free. Amen. If we need freedom in any area of our life, he came to set us free. His truth brings us, you know, closer to him. It elevates us and it brings really him to the forefront, because, you know, it's not about us. It's about us being those vessels that he called us to be and being equipped to bring glory and honor to his name and being equipped to encourage others with his goodness. That's what it's all about. His truth. We know that word. Yes, it cuts. It cuts sin. It cuts us down. It helps us to grow. Amen. We need growth. Hallelujah. I know I do. I've been on this journey a long time, and I still need growth. I haven't arrived. You haven't arrived. So we don't even want to get it twisted and think we have. We need his help every day. Hallelujah. Amen. If there's anything that's binding us and keeping us from walking in obedience to him, that's what it's all about. We want to get it right. We need his help. Hallelujah. I don't ever want to take it for granted, you know, that I get to do this right here in this space. I don't care where I'm at, really, though. If I get an opportunity, I'm going to talk about the goodness of my daddy. Oh, yes. He's so worthy. He's so worthy. Amen. And, you know, in case you don't know, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Yes. You will hear me refer to him as Yeshua when it's referring to Jesus, Messiah, when referring to Christ. Yes, he came to this earth. Yes, if you hear me say Elohim, referring to God, Jehovah, referring to the Lord, amen. He came here in human flesh, Yeshua did, yes, for this entire world. Amen. And he sacrificed his life by shedding his blood in order that we can be restored or reconciled back to our Elohim. Amen. The Almighty Creator. Amen. And I just thank him. Can't thank him enough. Hallelujah. For what he's doing, has done, is doing in my life. I even thank him for what he has done and is doing in your life. Amen. He's not finished working on us. Hallelujah. The Father, the Almighty Creator, loved us so much, hallelujah, that he sent his Son to give us a chance to everlasting life. And I'm so grateful for that this morning. Hallelujah. His mission when he came to this earth to set the example for his followers to live obedient lives by following his pattern, following the pattern of Yeshua Messiah, who is now seated at the right hand of his Father, our Father, ever making intercession for us. I tell you, that's a blessing to know that we're being prayed for by Yeshua. Hallelujah. He's standing in the gap for us. He is rooting us on. Hallelujah. Amen. He wants us to be successful. He wants us to walk out this victory journey, amen, in spite of all that we have to deal with and go through on this journey or in this life, amen. He wants us to come out on top, victory, and he's already given us our final outcome. And guess what that is? You know what it is. Hallelujah. Eternal life. Hallelujah. Well, we can be in his presence eternally, hallelujah, the kingdom, eternally, the new heaven, the new earth that's going to be set up for us to rule and reign. But right now, we have access to rule and reign while we're on this earth. Amen. We know there's a lot going on in this world, hallelujah, so much chaos all over the place, but I'm thankful that we get to be the light and the salt of this earth. We can bring the flavor and the aroma of our Savior. I don't care where we go. Hallelujah. We get to bring his aroma and his flavor. Amen. We get to do that. Isn't that awesome? It's not something that we have to make. We get to. It's an opportunity. We have the choice to do that. And I'm so grateful that I was handpicked. I'm grateful that you were handpicked to do the will of our Heavenly Father, my Heavenly Father, your Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. We were handpicked. And I'm so grateful for that this morning. And we know if there was ever a time to build up the kingdom, to encourage, hallelujah, the kingdom, through the active and the living word of Elohim. And if there ever was a time for prayer, not just any kind of prayer, all kinds of prayer, effectual, fervent prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. If there ever was a time in this world that we live in today, that time is now. I hope you come with your spiritual ears open. Hallelujah. Your spiritual eyes open to hear and to see what the Father is going to say to us today. Hallelujah. As followers of Yeshua Messiah and the truth he taught from the Father, we can continue, yes, to go forth being effective kingdom citizens. That's who we are. That's who the Most High has anointed and appointed us to be. Amen. He's anointed us. He's appointed us to be effective in this kingdom, citizen, in this world. Hallelujah. Yeah, we know the government is ruling, but hey, he's given us authority and power to rule here on this earth. He did it at the very beginning. Hallelujah. In Genesis, hallelujah, he said, be fruitful and multiply. Subdue, replenish the earth. Amen. We still have that authority. That hasn't changed. Hallelujah. And I'm so grateful for that. Let us pray. I'm just getting so excited. I need to calm it down. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for another day. We just give you praise and glory for it's a brand new day that you allowed us to see. And as I stated before, you didn't have to do it, but you did. thank you that our feet hit the floor this morning, or our eyes woke up. Somebody may still be laying in the bed, resting, and just want to hear a word, another word from the Father. Amen. We're just grateful that we even have a bed to sleep in. We didn't wake up this morning, Father, on a cardboard box or living in a tent outside trying to protect ourselves from the elements. And it's raining here. Hallelujah. May not be raining where you are, but we need the rain. Hallelujah. So, Father, we even thank you for the rain. We thank you for this new day of mercy that you allowed us to see what we're not going to get, I believe, what we might deserve. Hallelujah. For you said your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Father, we even thank you for your new grace today. Hallelujah. Your unmerited favor. Well, we get what we may not deserve. You're always giving us what we may not deserve. We thank you for that. Oh, we give you praise and glory. Help us not to take even that for granted or you for granted. Hallelujah. And all that you're doing for granted. We thank you that we're in our right state of mind. We didn't wake up crazy and not knowing who we were. Hallelujah. We know our name. We remember people that may be around us. Nobody's around me right now at the present moment. Your presence is here. But we thank you, Father. We just thank you that we have a right state of mind. Hallelujah. And we know whose we are. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High. Thank you for the activities of our limbs being in operation. Our senses are working. Yes, we can see, smell, hear, taste, feel. Thank you, Father. We don't take that for granted. Hallelujah. We don't know what tomorrow might hold, but we thank you for the right now. You are our Jehovah. Yes, you are. You provide us with all things. Hallelujah. And we thank you for that. Thank you for, hallelujah, even the provisions that you supply. We can get things done and get bills paid. And though we don't live just to pay bills, we really live to bring honor and glory to you. But you supply all of that. Yes, everything we need, the food that you supply us within our homes. We thank you. Sometimes it may not be exactly what we want, but you give us what we need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, we just give you praise and glory. We don't want to take that for granted. Woke up this morning ourselves trying to dig in a trash can or dumpster, trying to find something to eat. Help us to be grateful, Father. We take so many things for granted. Hallelujah. Help us, Father. Help us even the more. Help us not to take you and all your supply for granted. Hallelujah. 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 And now, Heavenly Father, I just ask with your guidance and help and the assistance of your Holy Spirit that we speak your word. Hallelujah to every listening ear. Hallelujah. Those who come expecting to hear what you have to say to us. Hallelujah. With a desire to be encouraged, with a desire to be elevated in you even the more. You said your word will not return back void, and we thank you. It's going to do exactly what you accomplish and send it out to do. We thank you for that, Father. Hallelujah. Now you are welcome to take over and infiltrate this time. Yes, we're in your presence for such a time as this. Amen, amen. And to you, Father, be all the glory. We pray this prayer in the name of your Son, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for having your way. Amen. I'm excited today, hallelujah, about what we're going to talk about today. I get excited all the time when he gives me a word or when he gives me a question or when he just speaks to me to speak to you. And I'm just so grateful this morning where he's speaking to me. And too, it's a twofold thing going on. Communication from him to me, from me to you, that's from him. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And the word he gave me was need. My. That word comes out of our mouth so much. Need. We live in a world that's full of needs. And then I want to ask a question. He gave me a question with that word as well. Do you really know? Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you this question at the beginning and probably at the end. Do you really know or do you understand what you need or what you have need of? Do you really know that? Do you really understand that? Well, by the end of this teaching and this talk, I pray that you do. I pray that you get a greater understanding. Amen. Because that's what the Father wants us to have. He tells us and instructs us, even when we acquire and inquire of his wisdom, that in all of our getting, he wants us to get an understanding. Hallelujah. It's not good to just have knowledge or head knowledge about things or even knowing or having a knowledge about him. We have to know him. Hallelujah. Want to know him in his power and in the power of his resurrection. We need him. Oh, my. As I said, we live in this world and it's filled with needs. There's individual needs. We're always asking for something or needing something or something. We always need something. Even in our own thoughts, sometimes we don't even go to the Father. We don't even go to him first. We just immediately try to figure that need out on our own. And I know I'm telling the truth because I've been there, done that myself. So I know I'm talking to somebody else. You try to figure out your own need or how you're going to acquire that need. And a lot of times without inquiring of the Father first. Amen. I've been there, done that. Hey, got a t-shirt on it. So I know you've been there, done that too. But if you hadn't thought about it, I hope you're thinking about it right now. There's a whole lot of need, even in our society. The society that we live in, things are changing. Things have, from when we was younger, you know, I'm a little older now, not old, but older. But when I reflect back on when I was younger, all the needs that were needed in society back then, it's more of a need now with modern technology and everything, you know, quick in our hands and, you know, the computer technology, you know, things are needed, you know, even to run a computer. When we used to didn't have computers and laptops and iPads and all this technology that's going on, you know, they're increasing it more and more. So guess what? The need increases more and more for how this technology is going to work. Hallelujah. There's corporate needs in the corporate arena. Those who work corporate jobs at companies and different things, there's need corporately that's needed for that job to be sustained. You think about governmental needs. You mentioned that earlier. Yes, we live in a world where the government is trying to control, well, not just, they're trying to control everything. Yes, they are. I tell you, it's just the truth anyhow. And a lot of it's being done in a wicked manner, more than most of it is being done wickedly. And that is so sad. And then, first and foremost, we have spiritual needs. I tell you, we need, spiritual is more important than any other need that we discussed here. Spiritual. Then there's earthly needs. This earth has needs. Yeah, I even mentioned it's raining here. This earth needs some rain. It does to continue to bring forth and bud how the Father has designed things to germinate and reproduce. Amen. Amen. And you can go on and on and on about all the needs that's needed. When I look that word up, kria is the name for need in the Greek word. That's the Greek word for needs, meaning a need, a necessity, the use, need for necessary. Even when it comes to business, you have need, a need of a business. It's a lack. It's a want. That's what needs are, wants. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have need of some things. Amen. Sometimes we don't really know and understand what we really need. Amen. Do you really know? Do you really understand what you need or what you have need of? Yes, that question was asked one more time. Amen. The earth, as we talked about, the needs of the earth. Amen. The earth needs, like we said, the rain to produce, to continue to bud. It needs the sunshine, amen, to continue to produce and the bud. We have different seasons. We have the need of these seasons. Some people, some geographical areas may be cold all the time. Some geographical areas may be hot all the time. But I'm thankful for the balance. But it still doesn't change. There's winter, spring, summer, and fall. There's all those seasons around the world, even if it is cold all the time in that climatic area. It really doesn't matter. There's still seasons that change. And in the world that we live in, amen, and that I live in, I'm not sure where you may be, but around the geographic area where I am, you know, we have winter, summer, spring, and the weather changes. But the weather that we've been having the past few years been kind of fickle. It's just kind of over the place. It might be springtime and we may be experiencing some early fall. Yeah, it might be spring. It still may be winter, feeling like it's winter. It may be fall and you think it's already winter, like it's fall now. And we've already had some 20 below degree weather. So, I mean, but the world needs change. And I think because man has messed so much with the atmosphere that it's a little confused. Amen. But we serve a Father who's never confused. But I just wanted to bring that point out in reference to the earth and then when it comes to our country, oh my, it is lacking in need of. It needs some good leadership with integrity. Our leadership is just jacked up. Man, the man in the leadership in our country saying one thing and doing another. I mean, you can't trust. And the scripture tells us it's not to put our trust and our confidence in man anyway. That's why we got to pray, saint. We got to pray. We have to. It's a necessity. A necessity. It's a need. We need to pray. That word again. See, we say that word so much, and a lot of times we don't even realize we're saying it because need is all around us. Amen. And you know, even in our economy and in our country, you know, there's constant changing. You know, they experiment with this and experiment with that. It's constant change. It's constant change taking place. As we even stated a few minutes ago about the man is tampering with this earth, of constant change taking place, causing the weather itself to be confused. That's the only way I know to look at it. But our economic situation is not stable when it comes to our country and lacking and what it is in need of. There's no assurance for what's going to change and what it's going to be like tomorrow because there's so much change. It is. With the citizens in the world, we don't know. One day they're saying the government money about to run out. The next day they're saying, okay, we got it doing this time. Then they're saying, you know, in the arena of the government that, you know, this is going to take place, that's going to take place. But the Father, that's why our trust got to be in the Father. It has to be. Because changes are going to always come. They're going to always be about. And the government is going to always try to control and run everything. We see where it's going. One world order. One world government. That's where this world system is heading to. If you don't see the handwriting on the wall, you better really wake up. Amen. And I know the Father continues to keep me coming, sounding the alarm. sounding the alarm. I said, Father, I thank you. Help me to help us, your people, to get it together. Help us to really understand and know what needs we have need of. Amen. What needs we have, because you already know it all. Amen. Let us go into the scripture. I don't know where the Father want me to start at first. He gave me passages of scripture. Amen. Well, since we patterning our lives after Yeshua, let's start with him. Amen. Yes, let us start with him. In Matthew, the 3rd chapter, let us go there. And as I'm going through here, if you don't have time to get there before I start, just jot it down. Go back and read, because I'm kind of, you know, going different places. And in Matthew, we're going to start at that 13th verse. Hallelujah. Then cometh Yeshua from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. And we know Matthew, he walked right there with Yeshua. When he gives his account, it was eyewitness account. He was right there, in his midst. Amen. Hallelujah. But John, that 14th verse says, but John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of you, and you coming to me. I guess John said, don't be coming to me for me to baptize you. What you doing, Yeshua? Now, this is what he said to me. I need you to baptize me, and you coming for me to baptize you. What's up with this? I can imagine him questioning Yeshua. I just kind of put myself when I read, like, wow, okay. I never really thought about it like this. I know I've read this passage, I don't know how many times. But when I read it, when I refreshed over it this morning, I said, wow. He was questioning the Messiah, but everybody did. So, hey, even the disciples who became apostles, they started questioning. Yeah, amen. And the 15th verse, and Yeshua answering him said unto him, suffer it to be so now. In other words, don't be talking about that right now. If you look up that word suffer in the Greek, you'll see what it's meaning. It has various meanings. But here he's telling, we don't have time to talk about that right now. I need you to baptize me. Just get it done. For thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. He didn't discuss it. He gave him what he asked for. See, he had need of this. Ha! My. Hallelujah. He had need of him to do that. See, that's what he said in that 14th verse. I have need to be baptized of you. He thought he had need of Yeshua to baptize him, John did. But Jesus needed him to baptize him. Isn't that something? That's why he came. He had need, John had it twisted. But Yeshua had need of him. He said, we're not going to go there right now. Just do what I need you to do for me. I have need of you. You think you have need of me, but I have need of you right now. My. And Yeshua, the 16th verse, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of Elohim descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. See, that need for baptism that Yeshua had, where he told him in that 15th verse to fulfill all righteousness, he needed to fulfill the will of his Father. He needed John to be quiet. We ain't not talking about this right now. Do what I need you to do for me. Baptize me. And then the Father put his seal on it. That's amazing. Hallelujah. See, sometimes we think we have a specific need, especially when we're trying to figure it out, when we don't really know what we need. Have you ever thought about that? What you really need is to pray. What you really need to do, and that's first, is to talk to your Father. about that situation, whatever that need is. You don't believe me? We're going to talk about it in a little bit. I just wanted to bring that up. But Yeshua, from the very beginning, had needs. And see, he's the example that we're going to follow. My. In order for us to line up with the Father, we have to follow the pattern of his Son. That's how we learn how to line up. Yes. Amen. And then let's go on. This story here, this one I just read out of Matthew, it's in Mark, it's in Luke, and it's in John. They give different little accounts. Now, we know Mark and Luke, they kind of discuss, you know, they just kind of wrote their writings from the history of what they heard. Now, John, he had eyewitness accounts as well, so he was kind of there. So his was a little different too, but still almost the same. So if you kind of want to find these stories, you can go back and find them in those other passages as well. Just do a little bit of homework. I encourage you to do that. Amen. If you want to hear the other accounts. Amen. But I'm kind of in Matthew right now. Amen. Just like we're going to go to Matthew 21. Amen. Remember, we're talking about need or need of. Hallelujah. The Father, John thought he had need of, but Yeshua himself had need of. Oh, yeah. I'm so happy about that. Just to know that we can trust in our Almighty Father through his Son. Matthew 21. And I'm going to read starting at the first verse. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Yeshua to disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, that's nearby, on the other side of you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught or have anything against you, unto you, you shall say, Jehovah hath need of them. And straightway, he will send them. See, he had need of the donkey and the colt, the ass and the colt. He had need of them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. Wonder what prophet spoke that. Amen. That it was going to happen. That it was needed. All that was done. He had need of them. It was spoken by the prophet. Amen. Amen. And I'm sure that prophet was probably the prophet of Isaiah. I didn't go back and look at it, but it was spoken back in the days of the Old Testament, I'm sure. Yes, the prophet had to speak that in order for it to be given again or brought back to their remembrance. Amen. Tell ye the daughter of Sion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Yeshua commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, yes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitude that went before and that followed and cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son. Save, salvation, that's what that means. Save now to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of Jehovah. Yes, Hosanna in the highest. Say now, hallelujah, we need your salvation. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Yeshua, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Amen. That was him. He came, hallelujah, with the triumphal entry. that he was going to come, that it was spoken by the prophet. But he had need of some things because it was spoken how he was going to enter into Jerusalem, how he was going to come into the Mount of Olives. It was talked about how he was going to enter into Jerusalem. Amen. So if it was talked about and he needed those two animals to make his entry into Jerusalem, guess what? It had to come to pass. So those two disciples were obedient to do what Yeshua instructed them to do. Yeshua had need of, he had need of being baptized. He had, but before the final seal was put on him, see, he had to be baptized and doing all his missions of what he did. He set that example. Amen. That example was set even for us. Amen. And then he had need of those donkeys. He knows what you need. Hallelujah. Let us go back. Yeah, let us go back. Since I said he knows what you need, let us go back to Matthew 6. We just read what Matthew 21 verses 1 through, I think we finished that up in the 11th verse. Yeah, we just read the first 11 verse. Now we're going to Matthew 6. And in Matthew 6, what verse are we going to start with? I did not write that down. Let's start at the fifth verse. And when you pray, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. But they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into your closet. And when you have shut your door, pray to your Father, which is in secret. And your Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward you openly. And when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathens do. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them. For your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask. See, he already knows what we have need of before we ask. That's why he tells us, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which is in heaven, hallowed, holy, hallelujah, set apart be your name. See, we have to go to the Father anytime we're praying. We're not instructed to go and pray, I come to you, Jesus. I come to you, Yeshua. No, we go to the Father every time we pray. He knows what we have need of. We just heard this. Have we skipped this over the years before we even go to him? He already knows what we have need of. And I remember teaching a message from this. It was years ago. Actually, I was in Roxboro, North Carolina, when I taught this message. And I came out of the sixth chapter of Matthew, where we are required. Now, this was years ago. And I know I have that message somewhere, and I know I have it dated. I have it written down. But he told us we are supposed to be givers, prayers, and fasters. That's part of what we do. That's what's discussed in this sixth chapter. But see, right here, we have need of, the Father knows what we have need of when we pray. That's an important tool and ammunition that we have. And it's an awesome way of communication. Why do we not, the one who knows everything about us, he knows the number of hairs that's on our head. If we lose a strand, he knows it. Why would we not want to communicate with him concerning anything and everything? Why not? I have learned that I talk to him about everything, even stuff that might be sound stupid to somebody else. I ask him about it all. And if sometimes I have to wait, I may not get it. And then sometimes a peace and a calm will just come over me when I ask him. Sometimes I have to wait. So, but sometimes I just don't want to move ahead of him in when I ask him about things. So sometimes there's a wait. Sometimes there's a piece of overshadowing. And sometimes he immediately say, go ahead, move. You'll hear that voice, a small voice. And I know if he deals with me that way, he doesn't have respect of persons. And if you're trusting him and you're talking to him and going to him in prayer, because he already knows what you have need of before you go to him. So it's not up to you just to say, okay, he already knows this, I'm going to go ahead and do that. No, still inquire of him. That's what he's calling us to do. Communicate with him. The prayer comes right in behind that. So though we know he knows what we have need of, we are still instructed to pray to our Father. Hallelujah. Amen. And he gives an example, not to just pray like this, but this is, we know we have to go to the Father to pray. That's the, what they call the model prayer that was left, kind of. We don't have to pray in all boastful and braggadociously, or if that's a word, I guess I just made one up. But he wants us to come to him and pray. He already knows, you know, what we have need of. And he's given us an instruction on how to pray. And I love that. We pray to our Father. And when we go to him, he will reward us in an open manner. We don't have to go about broadcasting everything. Though sometimes we need community. We've asked our brothers and sisters to be in a prayer of agreement. And even in that, I'm selective of who I ask to pray. That's just me now. I'm selective because some people don't mean you no good. They don't want you to do good. They don't want, though they may pray against, you know, I learned that over the years. You know, when you see attitude and then when the prayer comes to pass and if you're in their prayer, they look at you like you're crazy. So you know, wait a minute, they didn't have my best interest at heart anyway. You don't have to worry about me asking them to pray for certain things no more. Because when the hands, they can't stop the prayer. When you praying yourself too, they can't stop the prayer. They can't stop the Father from answering your prayer. See, that's why we must know and understand what we need. We need to pray to our Father. Hallelujah. Just the way he has instructed us to pray. Come to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You know, let's go to Hebrews. You can read that prayer. A lot of us have already learned that prayer. But just dissect it word for word. You can go back to it and read it again if you want to, but dissect that word. I mean, though we can use that as an example in so many pieces of it. Amen. We have to always honor his name. His kingdom has already come. It's here. His kingdom is in us. The scripture tells us that. His kingdom dwells in us. He is his kingdom. We are his kingdom citizens. That's why we are the salt of this earth. We're bringing some type of flavor. Amen. We are the salt of the earth, the light of the world. We're bringing some type of flavor. We're bringing some kind of light. I pray we're bringing the light of our Heavenly Father. And not the father of the devil, because we're either one of them is our father. The devil or the Most High. So we're bringing some kind of light, whether we're bringing dark light or the light of light. Amen. Let us go to Hebrews. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your word. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Hebrews, the 4th chapter. And most of you probably know. You probably know where I'm going, maybe. I don't know. But that's where we're going. And I really wanted to read it from the beginning, but I'm not going to start at the first. You can go back. It's talking about that rest that we need to stay in. Amen. That rest. And then we're going to start right here. Start at the 14th verse. Seeing then, see, because of what was spoken before, let's start at the 12th verse. For the word of Elohim is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, that word cuts, and the joints of and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. See, that word cut, anything that's in us that's not like the Father, that word will cut it up. We got to let it. That's why we got to get this word. It's quick, it's powerful, it's sharp. Hallelujah. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Who is that we have to do with? Elohim, the Most High. Amen. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Yeshua, the son of Elohim, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. The Yeshua Messiah, he's touched with everything that we that tries to bind us and hold us, and any infirmity, any sickness, any disease, anything that's a distraught, whatever. He already knows. There's nothing that he did not experience that we don't have to know that he took it for us. But guess what? He did it without sin. Any type of weakness. He knows our weakness. Any type of iniquity. Any type of infirmity or weakness or disease or sickness. That's what an infirmity is. Amen. But he bore it all in his body for us. That's why he took those stripes on his body for us. He endured it all. So we really wouldn't have to. Though we walk through these things, his word is what we have the hope in. That's what we have to trust, to believe that him to honor his word, to perform it in our bodies. Amen. And because of this, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. My. That we may obtain mercy. See, we can come boldly unto his throne, grace. We don't need another priest to stand in the gap for us. Why? Because Yeshua was that ultimate, the high priest. The high priest. He came. We don't have to go before a priest and a priest intervenes for us to pray for us. We don't have to do that anymore. Though there are some faith that do that in the Catholic. I think they still do that. They go confess their sins to a priest. We don't have to do that. Yeshua is the high priest. We have direct access. We can boldly come before his throne. Amen. Regardless to what we have need of. He said, boldly come to my throne of favor. I want you to come to me. I want you to come to me. I don't care how you mess. Sometimes we can get in our own thoughts. Man, I done messed up. Father don't want, that's the enemy messing with your mind. You go quickly to him. He said, boldly come unto the throne of grace. You better come repenting if you messed up. Let that you may obtain mercy. See, his mercy, his compassion is there even for whatever that situation is. Or whatever that wrongdoing is. Thank you, Father. Your mercy. And find grace. My love. My tenderness. My unmerited favor. That I'm going to give unto you. To help you in the time of your need. whatever that weakness is, whatever that infirmity. He was already sick. He bore, Yeshua bore all the infirmities on his body without sin. And see, sometimes we'll get us going through something, dealing with something, and we'll sin. We'll mess up. We'll forget what the word says. We won't even look up what the word says pertaining to the matter. We'll start trying to figure it out ourselves. That need. I know. Been there, done that. Yes. So I can understand. Some of you, all of us, if we're humble enough, should be able to relate to that. Some of you probably did it yesterday. Some of you may have done it first thing this morning. You trying to figure something out already and hadn't even consulted the Father. We have need of praying to him first. That's the need we have. We have need of him. He knows what we have need of before we even pray. And he instructs us to boldly come unto his throne of grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You're going to show us that compassion that we need, even if we messed up. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You are so faithful. You are so good. My. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. We can't take it for granted. We can't. We can't take it for granted. I know I can't. I can't take it for granted. You've been too good to me. You've been too good to me. Hallelujah. No creature. Nothing can manifest in your sight. Nothing is hidden from you. You see everything. We read that in that one of those verses. You see it all. You know it all. You hear it all. Your word is cutting sin about it all. Anything that's not right with you, your word will cut it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Let us go back to Matthew. We're going back to Matthew again. Back to that sixth chapter. We was in the sixth chapter already. We're going back to it again. Amen. Thank you for your word, Father. Your word, hallelujah, is quickening us. It's quickening us. It's helping us. Yes, it's delivering us. Your word is nigh thee. It's even in our mouth. Yes, what we preach, what we speak, what we believe, what we need. We need your word, hallelujah, to help us, to settle us. My. Thank you, Father. We need to be settled. Yes, we do. Let us start at the 25th verse of that sixth chapter. Thank you, Father. Whew. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for your body. See, what Yeshua's talking, he's talking to us as believers, those of us who's trusting in him, who's holding on to his promises. My. What you shall drink, nor for your body, what you shall put on. Is it not life more than raiment? I mean, is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment? He's talking about the very life of us living in him now. Come on. That's why he's talking about us understanding and knowing what we need or what we have need of. He's breaking it down. I thank you, Father. Didn't know how he was giving me these passages, how he was going to break it down. But he's given me the understanding. He's given me the knowledge as I'm talking right now. He's given me fresh insight and revelation to share with us, you and me. Hallelujah. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? See, you got to know. That's what we got to understand, what we really need. What we really have need of, first and foremost, it's been broken down. We have to go to him first. Just as first and foremost, we talked about Yeshua, the things he needed before he could be descended and be ascended away. He needed to be baptized to go forth and continue in his Father's will. He had to have the colts and the donkeys. Hallelujah. He had to have that. Hallelujah. Before he could enter into Jerusalem. See, they thought he was coming as a warrior king. He came as a savior king. And they was crying out, Hosanna, save us now. We need your salvation, even when they didn't understand. I think John's account of that particular passage, when we talked about that one, he talked about how the disciples didn't understand at first, but even at the end, they understood the account that Yeshua had given them. I tell you, this word is so good that we need to cross-reference, go back and forth. See, we're much better, hallelujah, than the fowls of the air. You can just look at nature and see how the Father supplies. As we even talked about the earth needing, at the beginning, the earth needing what it needs and it's getting this rain, that's needed. It's supposed to rain here in this part of the geographic world where I'm at, it's supposed to rain all day. The earth has need of rain. Amen. For it to do what it needs. The birds, we can watch them in nature and see how they just peck. They don't sow no, they don't do nothing. Everything's supplied. They don't reap, they don't sow, nothing. But they gather. You see how an ant, you can watch ants, how they're, you know, we had those ant hills. I know I've experienced having some in my yard. You probably have too. You see how they're supplying, how they go and they gather and they can have a whole mouthful of things and it's like they're dragging. Then sometimes you see them working together. My. They have unity in their gathering and they're storing away and taking it back down into the bottom of the earth. See, they don't see the Father knows them. They don't have to. So he knows us. He knows them, but we're much more better than they are. My. We are his salt and his light on this earth. So you know he knows what we have need of, and he's going to give us what we need. We just have to seek him instead of trying to figure it out on our own. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit into your stature? If we take so much thought on a need that we may have, we keep pondering it over and over in our minds. He said here, we can't even add any height to our body. No, we can't add anything. We can't talk. We can't. And why take you thought for raiment? What you going to put on? Consider the lilies of the field. See, that came out in that 25th verse. The clothes. We don't need to be concerned about that. Some of us are overly blessed. I know I am. I'm cleaning out now to get rid of stuff. I'm overly blessed. When you have to go to your closet and figure out, okay, what I'm going to wear today. What I'm going to mix and match today, something a little different. Now, what does that tell you? You are beyond blessed. And see, he blessed us to be a blessing. I'm just looking for the right people who I can bless. I don't want to just give it to where I don't know where it's going. I want to be a blessing to the right person that may be in need. And we're going to talk about that in a minute, too. See, that's why we have to know what the Father needs. We have to know what we need first and foremost, what the Father needs in order for us to be able to meet needs of others. It all ties together. But we have to understand and know what we need and what we have need of first and foremost in order for us to know how we can meet somebody else's needs. My. Let's go to the 28th verse. I'm just kind of getting excited. Yeah. And why take you thoughtful raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet say I unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Solomon, all the wisdom he had, all the glory he had in the temple that he built, even in his own place of dwelling. I can't remember the one of the lady who wanted to come and see. She heard about, she had to go see. I can't remember, her mind just slipped, my thought process. She had to go see. She had heard about how glorious and how magnificent he had set things up. But he did it as unto the Father. Amen. And yet, see, it says that even Solomon, all his glory, was like one of these. Wherefore, if Elohim so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Where is our faith? My. See, the grass, the rain is seasoned in the grass, but if we have a drought, what happens to that grass? It'll burn up. It's scorched. Amen. But the Father knows how to give everything what it needs. So how much more is he going to give us what we need? But as we stated, in that sixth chapter of Matthew, in the eighth verse there. See, all this is in the same chapter. He knows what we have need of. That's why he teaches us how to pray to the Father. Or he gives us that example, always praying to the Father. We don't pray to the Son. We seal our prayer in the name of the Son. But we pray to our Father. Amen. The Most High. 6:31. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. Now, who are Gentiles? Heathens and unbelievers. Who are you believing? Where is your faith? Oh, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. It's stated to us again. It was stated in the eighth verse of that sixth chapter, and it's stated again in the 32nd verse. In the eighth chapter, what came right after it was prayer. Since he knows what we have need of, when he comes, I think the first part of the sixth chapter talking about helping the poor. Reaching out to the poor. But see, if we don't know what we really need, as I stated a few minutes ago, first and foremost, or what we have need of, that first and foremost comes from the Father, we're not going to know what to give to others, even when it comes from the natural aspect of giving out. So the Father knows what we have need of, even when it comes to food, all things that sustains us, that keeps us alive, that keeps us moving and going about doing his will. Because it's about doing the will of the Father. Amen. And I want to stay right there for a moment. Go to where I was thinking about. What came to my mind was passage of scripture. As I was talking about, we have to know how to give out of our substance. It took me back to Deuteronomy, the 15th chapter of Deuteronomy. And this was during the time when it was called the sabbatic year. And we're still following after the commandment. You know, Deuteronomy is one of the books of the Torah, the first five books of the Tanakh in the Old Testament. And the first five books, Deuteronomy is one of those books, and we still follow after them. We still, you know, still honor the feasts, and we still, you know, we still give. But here, some instructions were given, amen, some commands of instructions were given. And I'm not going to start at the first verse, I don't think. Did I have that written down? Yes, I did. Let's start at the first verse, and we're just going to read a few of these verses. At the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a release. And this is the manner of the release. Canceling all debts. I'm going to read this out of the Life Application. Thus far, I've been reading out of the King James Version. At the end of every 7th year, there is to be a canceling of all debts. Every creditor shall write, paid in full. On any promissory note he holds against a fellow Israelite, for Jehovah has released everyone from his obligation. This release does not apply to foreigners. No one will become poor because of this, for Jehovah will greatly bless you in the land he has given you if you obey this command. See, he was causing them to be able to sustain the poor that were around them at that time. The only, now, we're going to talk about today, right? Okay, we're going to get there. The only prerequisite for his blessing is that you carefully heed all the commands of Jehovah, your Elohim, that I am giving you today. He will bless you as he has promised. You shall lend money to many nations, but will never need to borrow. Now, a lot of times, so-called Christians quote this scripture. But a lot of times, they are quoting this scripture out of the context of what it was originally written for. See, if we're not following the command and doing what the Father has instructed us to do, give to the poor, amen, guess what? We are disobeying his instructions. He said, you shall rule many nations, but they shall not rule over you. I expect this to come to pass in my life, especially since I'm where I am now today, in my faith, in my walk, and I'm on purpose following Torah. Amen. Following Yeshua Messiah on purpose. Before, I had a lot of confused moments about myself with my faith. But clarity is coming even the more. Amen. I had a lot of questions still in the back of my mind about passages of scripture that wasn't lining up here. And then this was said there in the New Testament. I'm like, well, why is it saying this here? See, clarity is coming. And I'm ever so grateful. I'm ever so grateful to the Most High. Hallelujah. Elohim. He's good. Seventh verse. But if, when you arrive in the land, Jehovah will give you, there are any among you who are poor, you must not shut your heart or your hand against them. You must lend them as much as they need. Isn't that something? When you see someone poor, you got to lend as much as they need. Beware. Don't refuse a loan because the year of debt cancellation is close at hand. If you refuse to make the loan, and the needy man cries out to Jehovah, it will be counted against you as a sin. See, this is talking about those who are of the faith. Those who are of not foreigners. Anybody that's a stranger or an unbeliever or who don't call on the name of Jehovah. This is talking about those who are calling on the name of Jehovah. Those who are poor. Mm. If they call on the Father and you refuse them, for Jehovah will prosper you in everything you do because of this. Okay, wait a minute. Now I skipped the verse. Let's go back. If you refuse to make the loan and the needy man cries out to Jehovah, it will be counted against you as a sin. You must lend him what he needs and don't moan about it. Don't murmur. Don't complain. Amen. For Jehovah will prosper you in everything you do because of this. There will always be some among you who are poor. That is why this commandment is necessary. You must lend to them liberally. See, we're going to always have the poor among us. But see, my take on that has always been twofold. Somebody might be poor today, but that don't mean they're going to be poor tomorrow. See, when they come up and they get blessed, they're able, don't forget where you come from. I was raised poor. I remember when we go to school, one thing my mama taught, I think that's why I am about feeling this, though. I think my mother ingrained that in me. One thing she taught about us, we didn't have a lot of clothes because she ended up being a single parent. At one point, like Paul said, I know how to be a base. I know how to be a bound. You know, I know how to do when I have much, and I know how to do when I have little. See, I was raised at times with not having a lot. When we did have a lot, when my mother and father were together, my father was in the military. I remember we used to have milk delivered to us. We used to have everything we needed. We got it. We got it. Everything that we, I guess, needed. Yes, my mother, my father, they supplied it in the household. We even got overage. Anything we asked for that we said we wanted, we got it. Amen. But then there become a time when my mom became a single parent. And we were poor. She worked two jobs sometimes. She worked two jobs to supply for us because my father wasn't doing what he needed to do to support us. That's okay, too. I loved him anyhow. But during those times, she ingrained in me. We didn't have a lot of clothes. And sometimes I would have to, I think that's how I mismatched my clothes. I didn't have some clothes for years. And you would think I had something that was new. I mismatched it with a new piece. The father was sustaining himself, too. Yes, he will. But when I would switch up stuff, and I might wear the same pair of pants. But my mama said, as long as it's clean, you wear it. I would see people with their name brand this on when I was in high school, junior high. I would see them with name brand this and name brand that. And that was okay. I didn't have name brand, but what I had, it was clean. I was always to myself. I didn't get involved with a bunch of people. And I'm kind of still like that. But hey, because I knew I was being talked about and I could care less. I saw people. I knew I was, but they couldn't take away my cleaning. I was clean, and I kept myself together. And I give Jehovah all the praise for that. As my mind just reflected back on that. My mind just reflected back on that. See, though the poor, see, the Father promises us things. When we line up with his word, he's obligated to watch over his word and perform it. When we're lining up, he does exactly what he says. Though we're not perfect, but we're lining up. We're coming into alignment with his promises, with his commandments, and what he has said to us. Therefore, we have no need. When there is a need, we go straight to him, and guess what? He meets it. A lot of times, he'll do it a whole lot quicker if we quit trying to figure it out. That's why we have to know what. And have to know and understand what we really need and what we really have need of. We don't want to be praying vain prayers of repetition, praying for stuff we don't need, praying just for show. We don't want to do that. Amen. I just thank Father, amen, for his word. So we just read all the way down to the 11th verse. Amen. So a lot of times when we know, and I think I even taught on this one time, so we just read, hallelujah, those of need. So we're going to go to, and we're about to close out. Amen. We just thank the Father for his word this morning. Let us go back to the book of Hebrews. Let us go back to the book of Hebrews. Thank you for your word, Father. Your illuminating word. And I think I kind of shared a message on this a while back. Amen. And I'll thank that when we get there. Let us start at the 31st verse of Hebrews 10. It is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living Elohim. But call to remembrance the former days in which after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions. Partly whilst you were made a gazing stock both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst you became companions of them that were so. So see, this is talking about those who were out there doing the law, who was doing the commandments, talking about the disciples. Amen. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds. And to those who, this is Paul, joyfully spoiling of your goods. In other words, you gave of what you had, your substance, knowing yourself that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. So see, we have to be giving. We have to lend and give. We have to do these things when there's a need. We have to sow to ministries. We have to give because there's need. Amen. This is what Paul is telling them. So cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has need great recompense of war. You're going to be rewarded. Amen. You've already been given and spent yourself, given up your needs, your compassion. You took care even when I was locked away and held accountable. We don't really know who wrote. I think Hebrews was different authors. But we can imagine the people were still giving, had compassion in giving when they were locked up. They were giving up their substance. And that's what we still have to do. 10:36, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of Elohim, you might receive the promise. See, we have need of patience. I taught on that some time back. We have need of patience as we're enduring the need that we may have. Some things not a microwave quick fix. We got to get some other things aligned first. Amen. We have to know and understand what we really need and what we really have need of. That was the question. We've been reiterating all throughout the message. So I just encourage us to know, amen, what we have need of. Amen. Patience. You don't have to pray for patience. Because trust me, you will open up a can of worms that you don't want to open up. Let patience have its perfect work. But when the situation comes and you don't think you can stand, just keep standing. Keep trusting. Keep going to the Father for whatever the need is. He already knows it. Whether it's spiritual, physical, whatever. We have a need to have other people in our lives. Amen. We do. He tells us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. We need encouragement. That's what fellowship is for. That's why we go to fellowship, to get strengthened, to get equipped even the more to go forth and do the will of our Father, to have fellowship. Amen. I understand what communion is now. It's not the drinking of the, I think I understand it now. The communion is a meal. I believe that. It's actually the meal that you enjoy together as you come together, break bread. You break bread after the bread has been released to you in the presence of the word being delivered to you by the Father. I just believe that now. As often as you come together, you do this in my remembrance. I love the fellowship that we have at House of Israel, HOI. After the word has been broken, we sit together and fellowship. And we take our time. You can leave when you want. my, sometimes I'm there for 4 or 5 hours and don't even realize it. But I'm loving every minute of it. That's what I believe Father wants us to do. As we come together and get equipped to go out. Get the fuel possibly for the next week or encouraged for what we went through that week. Amen. Then we have fellowship. We commune with a meal, breaking of bread. Hallelujah. It's wonderful, and I love it. But he tells us not to forsake ourselves. Amen. Not to forsake ourselves. I have need of you, nor again need to feed. I have need of you. See, a lot of times we try to wonder about the body, and I don't have time to really read this all the way through, but for as the body is one, I'm starting at the 12th verse of 1 Corinthians 12, one member and all the members of that body, one body being many or one body, so also is Messiah. For by one spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles. It doesn't matter what nationality you are, where you are, whether we be bond or free and have been all made to drink into one spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not the body of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Yeah, the feet, the body, the hand, all that go together. And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? We pray about these senses that we have that's in operation. But when it comes to the spiritual part of the aspect of it, of what we really need, we need each other. But now hath Elohim set the members, every one of them in the body, has it pleased him. And if there were all one member, where were the body? But now are there many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again to the feet, I have no need of you. My, my, my. See, we need each other.
another. We need community. We need to fellowship with one another, have companionship. Husband needs wife. Wife needs husband. We need companionship. They both need to nurture the children. Amen. And bring them up in the fear and the anger. We have these needs. These are the needs that's more important than any when it comes to a spiritual aspect and gaining spiritual understanding. Amen. No person is an island to themselves. We need each other. And though I am a person to myself mainly, but I love people. I don't know if that sounds right, but it is right. That's just how it is. I love people. I love fellowship. But for the majority of the time, I'm kind of a person to myself. And that's okay too. You may be that way too. And it's all good. Amen. I need the Father to define me. I need him. That's who we need. That's who you need. I need him to define me. Not a man, not a woman, not a boy or a girl. I need the Father to define who I am. And he does that in his word. Amen. See, when we get to that understanding of knowing who he is, hallelujah, we're learning. I think last week we talked about if you're not making any deposits, you're not going to get any returns. We have to know, hallelujah, what type of deposit we're not going to know if we don't know what we need, if we don't have the understanding to know what we really need. We know we need to seek him like never before. We know we need to seek him first. Amen. In all our ways. Because if we don't do that, he won't direct our path. We'll be directing our own path. We'll be trying to meet our own needs. Come on, saints. I'm just here to encourage us in every way, by any means necessary, as the Father has given me to encourage. And I'm just grateful to him this morning because he's true to his word. He watches over his word to perform his word and bring his word to pass. And I just love that about our Father. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory to your holy name. There is one more passage of scripture I believe we need to bring out here, and we're going to close out with it. Amen. Let me get to it. It's a very familiar passage of scripture for you as well. Amen. And I'm going to, let me see. Let's get that scripture. Hallelujah. Philippians. Let's go to the book of Philippians. Hallelujah. And you know what scripture it is. Because we talked about him knowing the need that we have. Hallelujah. And we're going to start at that verse. Let me see. I think that's where we're going to start. That's what Paul was talking about. I know how to be abased in that fourth chapter of Philippians, 12th verse. I know how to be abased, and I know how to be abound. I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Now, sometimes we have need, but who do we go to? I can do all things through Messiah, which gives me the strength. Hallelujah. That's that 4:13. Hallelujah. But even when we go down to 4:18, but I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to Elohim. But my Elohim shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Messiah Yeshua. Amen. Isn't that a blessing to know that he will supply? He shall, not might. He shall supply, not some, but all. Hallelujah. If we just go to him, Paul had a need here, and it was sent to him. Everybody gathered and sent what was needed. So see, Father is speaking to people. It's just up to them to be obedient. Amen. They have to be obedient to what the Father says. If there's a need, it's so much down here on this earth. Hallelujah. There's somebody that's supposed to need it. Amen. Somebody can knock on your door and say, that happened to me quite a few times. Yes, it has. Knocked on my door and said, I was supposed to bring this to you. Have that ever happened to you? I was supposed to send this to you. That's happened to me. He knows what we need when we're seeking him. Hallelujah. Let's not forget to seek him. He knows what we have need of. He knows what we really need. And that need is the first and foremost, seek him. Pray to the Father. Hallelujah. He already knows what you and I have need of. He already knows, and he's given us the instruction of how to even, when we get what we need, we're able to give out to others what they need. Amen. And I'm just so happy about that today. This just blessed me even the more, because he just spoke an answer to one of my prayers, and that's on me. He just gave me that revelation. Hallelujah. I just thank him this morning. For those of you who came and joined in and listened, I pray you were blessed with this word of encouragement to continue on in this good fight of faith. Amen. Knowing and being equipped, with that question being asked, do you really know? Do you really understand what you need or what you have need of? I pray that you understand, that you got it, that you came with your spiritual ears open. Hallelujah. To hear what the Father said today. I pray that over you. I pray his divine protection as we're closing out in prayer. I pray his divine protection over you as you start this brand new week. I pray that you go forth doing his will, his divine will for your life. Hallelujah. I pray that you go out understanding after you have sought his face, knowing what you need to be equipped to go forth. Hallelujah. He supplied everything we need, even the full armor. Hallelujah. Yes, we can go out equipped and clothed in his armor. Hallelujah. Help us, Father, to take that time we need to take and spend in your presence. Hallelujah. In your word, in prayer, in study and meditation of your word, not just reading it, not just knowing it, but acting it out. We thank you for that, Father. We just give you praise, hallelujah, for the conviction that you're going to place upon us that we need to move forward and what you called us to do. Help us to recognize even the more that we are kingdom citizens. Hallelujah. We've been anointed and we've been appointed by you to be effective in this earth. Hallelujah. You know what we all have need of. You know what we all need. Hallelujah. In this world, you know what's needed on this earth. You know what's needed in this country. You know what's needed in our lives, spiritually, foremost and all. You know everything that we have on the natural level, and we thank you for not just meeting the need, but superseding the need, that we would have the overflow to be that blessing you called us to be. Hallelujah. Continue, Father, to watch over your word and perform it in our lives. We pray this prayer until we meet again on the next broadcast. Have your way, Father. Hallelujah. Go in his shalom peace. That's what shalom is. Go in his shalom. I speak it over you. Hallelujah. We pray this prayer in the name of Yeshua. Anything he knows that you need, we pray it in his name. Amen, amen. And to you, Father, be all the glory. Hallelujah. Shalom.